Well, hello, hello, everyone. Car Rides with Brian and Robbie Page. We tend to always record when we're in the car. It's because we spend so much time going to see Riley at OU, which is where we're headed right now, or maybe driving back to town from our lake house. But you guys, these times that we have in the car and these conversations that we have are just so treasured to me. And anytime, like I always say, if this was a reality show, you would be able to tap in. But it's not. And so I'm going to hit record. But today I want to talk to you a little bit about direct sales and success. And I'm going to say something to you because you might be listening to our voice today and you might be thinking, I don't know, like I've hit all my success levels. I've plateaued. I don't know how to get to the next level. Or quite honestly, maybe I don't know how to do it again. And maybe you've exchanged the again for I'm just tired, or I just don't know if I could do that. And I'm here to tell you from someone who's built it to the top twice, one in Unilevel, second in Binary, one without social media, second with social media, second time not bringing our team with us. What was that? And Brian's always got great wisdom. So we were talking about that in the car today. And I said, hold on, I want you to share that. Because sometimes, you guys, your very own success can be your very own downfall. And so I want you guys to listen to a couple of nuggets that Brian has that are huge. And of course, they're coming from the closet of Brian and Robbie Page, what we've done. And so we'll never train you on something we haven't done for sure. And we're not going to train you from experience, right? Experience is, oh yeah, I've done that. Wisdom is, oh, we've done that, but we figured out how to win. And that's wisdom. So what would you say to that as far as success becoming your very own lid?
Well, no, for Robbie and I, one of the biggest challenges in our business was when we'd reached a pinnacle, like one of the top rankings in a company, where like we looked around and go, what do we do now? Like part of our clawing and fighting and journey was getting to where we were. And what the best way I think to put it is our mentors had now become our peers. And here we are kind of on a mountaintop by ourselves. Like, well, how do we keep going and growing from here? Like we kind of feel like we have arrived. And so sometimes success can be the biggest detriment to your future success.
Right.
Because you don't know maybe where to not go from there, but where to grow from there. I know we...
Ooh, say that again. That was huge.
Well, not where to go, because you know like where to go. You know what the next rank is. You know what the next thing is. But then how do you grow. To become that?
That's good.
What does that look like? And maybe you've grown, but how do you grow other leaders? And how do you really exponentially grow your check at a certain point? And so that can be one level. Sometimes people get to a few hundred dollars a month, or $1,000 a month, or a few thousand dollars a month, or $10,000-$15,000 a month, and they hit a plateau. And sometimes they don't even know how they got there. Maybe they accidentally got there. Maybe their people came to their downline that took it and ran with it, and that was a false sense of leadership for them, and they didn't know what they even did. It just happened. But then they get frustrated because they want more, and they don't know where to go. And so that sometimes you have to look at and go, how did I get here? What is it? And more importantly, what do I need to do to get to the next level?
Right.
I know one of our, probably when we were making the most money we've ever made in this industry is when we went out and spent the most money we'd ever spent in personal coaching.
Yes, we did.
To get to another level. Because we didn't know what we didn't know going forward. Success leaves clues. And if you think you can just figure it all out, that can be the biggest detriment to your future success.
Well, and I want to say, and the five figures we invested wasn't within the company, right? It wasn't within, we didn't go seek more leadership wisdom in the company. We went outside. I think that's golden.
Well, absolutely, because I can go to Google, I can go to YouTube, I can go to Audible, I can go to Amazon and buy all the books I want to buy. I can buy all the information I want to buy. For us, just the information wasn't going to do it. Because if that's the case, you don't need anything to do anything in life.
Right.
We needed people that had that could give us the truth of who, what we needed to do to get where we wanted to go. Also to help us unwind where we really even wanted to go and to help us get there. So we invested in actual coaching and people with strategy really to unwind us, to wind us back up, to set us forth to go to our next phase in life. You can't do that on YouTube, Google, or Audible. You need people.
And I remember people looking at us like we were crazy.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, what? Yeah. Why would you go and do that? Because it's the quotes we always see, right? It's lonely at the top. Or like you say, when your mentors become your peers.
Well, we did that because I looked at the people that we were with and who their other clients were. Then I began to realize the most successful CEOs in the world and the most successful people in the world all have outside coaches. They just do.
Did y'all know that? Like all of you listening right now, did you know that? We learned that. How old were we?
We were in our late 40s.
Late 40s. Y'all, did you know what he just said? Say that again.
The most successful CEOs, the most successful people in the world all have outside coaches. You look at the most successful athletes. They have a head coach. They have a head trainer. They have an owner and all that. Guess what? Outside of all that, they have a personal nutritionist, yep, a personal coach, a personal person that stretches them, that works them out. They have probably 5 to 8 personal coaches outside of the organization that they're a part of.
That's so
Why?
Good.
Because they don't want to just be better. They want to be the best. And again, if you think that you can just YouTube it and Google it and all that to get everything that you want to get, then go for it. But I don't know anybody that's ultra successful that's ever just said, oh, all the information's right there. I got to do it. You need a coach. Why? Because a coach is going to be honest with you, truthful with you. You're going to do things you don't want to do to get you to places that you could only dream about going. So that's what we realized later in life is, yeah, all the, you know, leadership books and all the things that we had done was incredible for us in a season of life. But we also began to realize to go to another season was going to require us to invest in coaches to get us to places we really wanted to go.
And I think too, that's so good because, you know, a lot of times we'll go upline, right? You never go downline for personal growth. We know that, but we'll go upline. Well, our upline is usually an average American as well, right? So whether they're a retired school teacher or they were a football coach or a stay-at-home mom that grew their business, and we go upline in hopes that they're going to help us break through, or to corporate. That's not corporate's job, you know?
Well, exactly. I mean, this is tax time of year. So you hire a tax professional to do your taxes. If you have a legal issue, you go to a, you know, a lawyer for, you know, legal advice. If you need anything, you go to professionals in that field to do that. So why would you not do the same in business? Why would you not go to business professionals that have been somewhere you want to be to help you see things you don't see? Even us, you know, doing the things that we're doing today in life is we tried it for a while ourselves and realized, no, we need coaches and people to help us see what we don't see, to go do the things that we could never do without them.
And we did a lot. That was our first time, you guys, that we had actually done something other than read a book or go to our company's, you know, weekend event or go to our leaders' trainings. We literally, you know, it's kind of like we're on right now. We're on the highway. And, you know, we were still going 75 miles an hour, but we took an exit, didn't we? We took an exit, went to a rest stop, got coached up to get back on the highway. It wasn't about getting off the highway and saying, well, let's get coached for a year and then we'll figure out what it is, you know, how we do that. No, we literally got off the highway, got coached just long enough to get back on the highway and go 75 miles an hour. And then not even realizing what it did for us as a human.
Yeah. And you always want to ask the person that, you know, there's all these experts out there. Again, there's a lot of people that have any tremendous amount of knowledge. They can read something and regurgitate it. They can watch something and regurgitate it. They can see something and regurgitate it. So there's a lot of people that are extremely full of knowledge. They just have no practical application to what they know.
That's good.
But they'll tell you everything you shouldn't do based on the knowledge they have. But they have no idea to guide you to what you need to do because they're afraid to be wrong. And reality is, they've never done it. So you have to look at not somebody or something's knowledge. Is you have to look at the what has that knowledge produced? Have they put that into action? So the best coaches I've ever been around is their knowledge comes from their actions, not from the internet.
That's good.
So when you know the actions, the knowledge to me sinks in a whole lot different than just the knowledge.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing new under the sun, let's just be honest. So if that's the case, then why is everybody not successful? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to unwind and look at and go, wait a minute. Buh, that's just an epiphany. That's really simple. Why am I trying to figure all this stuff out myself and do all these things with all this knowledge out there? Let me go somewhere that has the action behind it and follow the action, not the knowledge.
Well, that's a $1 million statement. LOL. That's so good. And, you know, I think most people, honestly, babe, they don't think about, you know, obviously I'm a Nat Geo fanatic. So I look at a lot of our, you know, one of the things I got on my Insta story the other day was, what are red flags for you? And I said, well, animals have senses, right? Animals growl at somebody who's evil. So trust your gut. So I always use examples through animals. You use examples through sports. And so people very rarely will look at the things that we admire, right? We look at football, we look at basketball, we look at soccer, we look at, you know, musicians, we look at artists, whatever it may be who are successful. But what we don't do is we don't wonder how they think. We don't wonder what they've done to get to where they are. And it's not just talent.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, that's... Yeah, if it were just your knowledge and talent and all that, you know, everybody would be successful to a certain level, right? There's more to it than that. I mean, I talk a lot. There's kind of cracking the code to success. It's a game, and there's a code to it, and all those kind of pieces. And again, all the knowledge in the world doesn't mean anything without the application to get you where you want to go, right? And so that's one of the biggest things for me, as we've seen people that hit an element of success, and the worst thing for them is the success they just hit for them to be able to get to the next level, because what they want to do is the exact same thing or just a minor version of exactly what they did to get where they were. What if you stumbled upon it? What if to go to another level you have to, you know, take a 90 degree turn and do something completely different to get to the next level? Just because you got to one thing doesn't mean it's going to get you to the next thing. So again, it doesn't change you inherently who you are. It's just going to get you out of your comfort zone.
That's good.
And that's what really keeps people from really scaling to endless levels, is being willing to get uncomfortable. I just know the most successful people in life are comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And they begin to seek that out more than anything. More than just doing more of the same thing, because they know the uncomfort is going to bring them a whole nother element of success.
That's good. That's good. And really, we all want more success, right? Whether it's success financially, you know, for a lot of women in direct sales, it's success within. You know, you want to feel like you're succeeding. You don't want your husband saying, oh, you're going to try that new thing again, or, oh, you're going to try another company. And I mean, I'm a direct sales super fan, and I truly believe that success awaits every person. I don't think every person's going to be successful, because not very many people are going to do what it takes. However, if you look at what you want, you guys, hiring a coach, hiring or purchasing a course like I have of the true depths of the intangibles behind success here, cracking that code, it's really, at the end of the day, what success do you see? And what I don't want you to think is, I don't want you to think, well, I have to get to the top. No, maybe for your top, it's $10,000 a month. Maybe for your top, it's $25,000 a month. Maybe your top is $1,000 a month consistently. I don't know what that is, but that's your success. And so I think the reason hiring outside coaching is also very incredible for people is because we're not in your pay plan, right? We don't, it's not in my best interest that you grow, right? A coach is a coach. They want to see victories for you is really what they want to see.
Yeah. You know, a coach is going to help you get the results that you desire.
Yeah.
So I go back to an athlete, like, let's go back to the best professional athletes in the world. And, you know, whoever that person's trainer, you know, coach is on their, let's say their physical body coach, you know, their, you know, strength coach, whatever it is, that one coach may have 20 other clients, all at professional levels. He doesn't coach them all the exact same.
That's true.
Because if that's the case, then that professional athlete should just go to a gym and get the same program everybody else has. Why is it not working for him? And therein lies the whole component of it is, does the strength coach on the game strategy? No. He coaches on strength. But within that, he's getting the best out of that person based on what they want to be, not what he thinks they should be. So some people are coming in looking to gain weight. Some people are looking to come in to lose weight. Some people are coming in to you know, trim down but get stronger. Some people need more flexibility and strength. Some people all over the place. The one coach can get that person where they need to be along the way. Such is success.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're going to be really, really great in some things no matter who you are. What a coach is really going to help you do is work on the things that you're weakest at. Versus you on your own, you're just trying to get better at what you're good at, and you're missing it. Because success lies in you identifying and fine-tuning the things you're not strong at.
Right.
Because by doing that, your strengths are naturally going to get better, but your overall results are going to grow exponentially when you begin to make your weaknesses your strengths.
And I think, too, I think back, I know this particular coach you're talking about and how we still will have conversations with him to this day, many, many years later, and the value that he continues to add to our life because he spent such intimate times with us, you know, so he knows us. But you guys, we're just, oh my gosh, our heart for you guys to win is overflowing. I hope that you can sense that. I hope that you know that whatever vehicle that you have found, you're fully capable, my friend. I want you to know that. Maybe it's confidence. Maybe it's fatigue. Maybe it's no vision. Maybe it's confusion. Whatever that may be, I really, truly hope that you'll go get my free guide, The 7 Secrets to Success in Direct Sales for Women. Get that guide. There's 7 secrets in there. Obviously, I just tapped on them because if I wrote about every single one of them in depth, it would have been a 60,000-page book, and I would much rather teach and train you those, but be sure you get that guide. Your first ticket's going to be, do you even read it, right? So, and then join the free community. I'm a huge fan of surrounding yourselves with people who will celebrate you, surrounding yourself with people who want to win. Most of us need to leave the tables of mediocrity, leave the tables of gossip, leave the tables of lack, leave the tables of woe is me, and actually go somewhere where you feel energized. Like, we are the sum of our 5 closest people. And I'm going to prove to you that it can be a Facebook community who become your besties. And like Brian said in our last podcast, he touched on the fact that some of our very best friends, we weren't even in the same industry, but we were all in... No, we weren't in the same company, but we were all in direct sales together because we really are better together, you guys. So, Robbie Page, thank you for joining us. Thank you again, babe, for always pouring out when we're on the road. You might hear most of our podcasts come from the road, but we love you guys. We believe the best in you. We believe that abundance is truly your birthright and that your greatest days are ahead of you guys. So, Robbie Page on Facebook, Robbie Page on Instagram. Text me 940-242-5443. And then, of course, you can get my free guide at robbiepage.com. robbiepage.com. Until next time, go make some dreams come true, you guys. Bye-bye.